Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and I am so, so excited. I have a dear friend who I am just so excited to introduce you guys to. I've been trying to get Mandy Keene. So first of all, welcome, Mandy. Love having
Thank you. It's an honor, Dave. Thank you.
I have been trying to get Mandy on this podcast for almost a year, from the very beginning when I started this thing. And she is so busy, always has a ton of crazy cool stuff going on. If you guys aren't familiar with Mandy, she is the brainchild behind all the mindset coaching that any of our Inner Circle members who work with Russell, they work with her, because she is literally the magician that helps you get to the next level. And I can't thank you enough for being with us, Mandy.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's an honor to be here. You're always a blast to talk to.
Oh, well, thanks. So if you're not familiar with some of the stuff that Mandy does, she's been a coach for years. She's worked with Tony Robbins. She's literally worked with the very, very best in the industry when it comes to really helping people get to the next level. And I want to make sure you guys understand how important this is as an entrepreneur. She's works in all the personality testing and DISC. She helped me a ton personally as far as the DISC profile. If you haven't taken it, highly, highly, highly recommend that you do. I find myself to be an extremely high D and an extremely high I. If you're not familiar with those terms, you got to go figure it out. So, but with that, Mandy, welcome. And let's kind of just dive right into this.
Yeah, you bet. And I just want to reinforce too, how important it is to know yourself. And that's why I love these tools like the DISC and Myers-Briggs and anything like that. Because when we know ourselves, it's life is so much easier. And we're able to, we know how to recharge, we know how to navigate. And that's why I'm a big fan of that custom feedback. Because obviously, Dave, someone like you, who's a high D, high I, you're going to recharge very differently than, let's say, someone that is like really good at tech and they're a click funnel and they want to be left alone. It's a completely different recharge. And so that's what I'm such a fan of, that one-on-one coaching, because I find that people really need that.
I love that. So for those people who have no idea what we're talking about as far as yes. D and I and all that kind of stuff,
yes.
What can you basically – so what are some of the things that people need to be aware of when they're looking at themselves as an entrepreneur and they're trying to take themselves to the next level? What are some of the very first things from a mindset you would recommend?
Yes, great question. So specifically when it comes to being an entrepreneur, knowing – so quick bottom line on DISC, because it's really easy to explain, is there's four different – behavior styles. There's the D, which the D could be like the lion. You know, the high D's are very dominant. They're driven by results. They're driven by anger. That's why they're very passionate people. That's why I was saying before we hopped on, Dave, like for someone like you, you gotta have physical vigorous activity. Like it's your therapy. And like, if you're not running or punching a bag or doing something, then you're going to get wound up. Right? So it's really important for D's to know who they are. And so you think about that as an entrepreneur, D's are fantastic when it comes to sales, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to hustling, they're great at that. But if you're not a high D, that's not going to be as natural to you. So that's why you want to get a high D on your team. And so the eyes, what's the eye? So the eyes, the part of you, Dave, that you just love to laugh and have fun. So eyes want to be liked. That softens your D as well. Like D eyes tend to be really great in sales and whatnot, because you can punch someone and give them a hug at the same time. And so it's so important to know that.
Tara Williams, who I just love and adore.
Oh, I love her too.
The nicest mean guy she's ever met. So that's just exactly why that is.
Exactly. It's because you have both. I coach a client. I swear I know it's not Robert De Niro, but I joke that I'm coaching Robert De Niro because he lives in Chicago and he sounds like him. And he's 100D and that's it. He has no I, and he has the hardest time gaining rapport with people because he's so dominant and he's just all about results. And so it's really nice to have that DI combo. So for those of you who are listening, if you're funny, if you're playful, if you're charismatic, then you're probably a high I, and you're great with people and you need to be around people. And that's being more of an extrovert. And then there's the S, and the S's are the steady Eddies. We like to serve. S's are driven by the need to serve. You'll know an S if you're in a room and someone starts crying, and it's the high S's that are grabbing the tissue box and giving it to somebody. So it's the S's that are paying attention to those things. You always want S's on your team because they're loyal, they're consistent. And then there's the C's, and C's stands for cautiousness. C's are driven by fear, and they're extremely detail-oriented. These are the people that tend to be, let's say, Dave, really great ClickFunnels certified partners, because they're going to pay attention to all those nitty-gritty details that you and I are going to like fall asleep to. So you need all of that as an entrepreneur. If you know who you are and then you know what you're missing, then you'll know how to design your team. When I first studied DISC, I think you'll find this interesting, is when I first learned DISC was from Robert Alderman, and Robert Alderman shared it with Tony Robbins. And I remember being on Tony's team, and we did a whole mind map of everybody in Anthony Robbins' companies. And it was chaotic. The company was very disorganized. And it was because, if you can imagine, Dave, it was a bunch of you. So it was a bunch of high D, high I's. And there was no S's. There
what
was no
terrible,
C's.
Terrible thing to have on your team.
There was a lot getting done. There was a lot of energy. But what Tony realized, his breakthrough, is that he attracted people who were like him. And what really helped grow his company and the big breakthrough was he realized, I need a bunch of more SCs. And because it wasn't like him, he didn't usually value it or understand that until he learned the DISC. And when he learned the DISC, he was like, oh my gosh, I need to surround myself with high S's and C's so I can get this done. And then I can stay in my lane, right?
I love that.
Yeah.
I know for me, that was one of the main takeaways I got when I was coaching with you on this, was the importance of surrounding yourself with people that aren't like yourself. Because it's always easier when you're hiring things to hire people that are just like you.
Yes.
But you're right. I saw it in my own personal life, once I started bringing others around that basically were the opposite, almost the polar opposite. So high S, high C, it really helped me and my business. It helped us here as far as ClickFunnels and everything else. We joke around a lot as far as Russell and Melanie, and they're like a perfect CEO and administrative assistant because they work together so perfectly because they offset each other so well. And I think as an entrepreneur, as you're looking at your business and as you're trying to grow your business, it's real important that you make sure that you're bringing in those complementary types of pieces. Otherwise, you get really frustrated when a whole bunch of activity and energy, but nothing's really getting done. And I just love what you mentioned there.
Yeah. And if you look at I don't know any entrepreneur, Dave, who doesn't want to not only become successful, but also enjoy the process and enjoy the journey. And when you know how to hire the person for the right position, they're going to be so much happier. Like I always say, penguins want to be in the cold. They need to be in the cold. Tropical birds need to be in the tropics. It's like, you need to have Dave. Like the worst thing you could do to Dave is lock you in a room by yourself all day long with a bunch of details, right?
Absolutely.
And so you need Dave being out there with the people, and that's your superpower. And so when you hire people for the right position, they're going to be happier and things are going to flow. And that's what I love about what Russell's done with ClickFunnels, is he's been very deliberate at making sure that people were really in their superpower spots.
And again, a lot of that goes back to your coaching, because you've done an amazing job with our team helping us as we've taken a look at hiring to make sure that we hire the right people for that position. Like what you were mentioning, I love the analogy as far as penguins in the cold and tropical birds in the tropics, because they are so much happier in that position. There's nothing more frustrating than putting someone in a high S or high C in a sales position. They're going to go crazy.
Yes.
And
yes.
At the same time, to take a DI and put them, like you mentioned, for me, put me in a room with a whole bunch of details I got to focus and get everything, that's going to drive me nuts. So I think the main thing is, as we take a look at this as an entrepreneur, what are some of the things when a person may not be familiar with DISC, but they're trying to grow their business, what would you recommend they do?
the more that you work with, so obviously I'm a big fan, Dave, of coaching, is I really find that it's so easy to get overwhelmed with all the information. And that's why I'm a big fan. I have my own coach myself. That's why I'm a big fan of that one-on-one and really having someone, if you give someone permission who has the skill set, who has the experience to enter your weird world that you live in and let them be able to serve you and customize what it is that you need. You know, what is your superpower helping you live in your superpower? What's your kryptonite and helping you build a team so that you don't have that weakness holding you back? And so I'm just a huge fan of that one-on-one because I know people can take general advice and then get overwhelmed and it not be applicable. It's kind of like, working with a really great doctor or physician or a personal trainer. You could get the videos and you could think, oh, I need, B12 is good for you. I'm going to take that. But maybe you're not low on B12. Maybe you're low on vitamin D, but you don't know that unless you take a blood test, right? So I find the same thing's true with coaching in that you may not, it's like I love the analogy of a fisherman can't smell the fish. Because you're in your world, sometimes you don't realize what you're doing that is sabotaging you or holding you back. And that's the biggest value of having a coach on your team is they're going to see stuff that you're not because you're in it.
So how do you find the right coach? Because, I mean, Mandy, you are amazing. And honestly, it's one of the things we love so much about you and working with our Inner Circle members. Everybody just adores you because you provide so much. And again, part of it's because you've been doing this for 20 plus years and you've perfected that craft. But for an entrepreneur who may not have access to you, how do they find someone of your skill set and at the same time, someone they can trust? Because I know for me, that's the hardest part when it comes to a coach is, do I really trust this person? And can I really, you really have to become extremely vulnerable.
You do. It's very personal.
I know when I was first talking with you about that, that was the hardest thing for me is fortunately I trusted you because we've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I know that for a lot of people, when they hire a coach, they're like, I'm going to tell them just a couple of things. And they never get the results they want. And they think that coaching never matters. So how do you find that right coach?
Well, first off, I just really want to reinforce before I forget something powerful that you said as far as being vulnerable, because you do want to find someone that you're going to be, crying, or for you, Dave, you'd be screaming, or whatever it may be. You could vent and you can be real and vulnerable and raw. And so if you're with the coach and you're not, then either A, it's not the right coach, or B, you need to give them a chance. My favorite way, Dave, to find anybody, whether it's a hairstylist or a coach, is through referral. That is my favorite way. Because if you think about it, the best people are the ones like that you could be able to ask and, who's your coach? And most people will share who they're working with because here's the thing that I've learned is if you go online and if you read, their bio, like they could have someone that could write a great bio that could be really good in front of the camera. Or you know what? I know some incredible coaches, Dave, that suck in front of the camera, but they're incredible. They're an incredible coach where I'm like, oh, the world's not going to know how good you are because you suck at marketing, but they're really good at coaching. So it's really tricky because they could be great at sales and marketing, but they may not be a great coach. And the opposite can be true. So I would say through referral. And for anybody that's watching the show, I'm very blessed and honored. Coaches tend to know other coaches, right? ClickFunnels certified partners know other ClickFunnels certified partners. We tend to know people who are like us. So I feel very blessed and honored that I know incredible coaches. So if anybody wants a recommendation from myself, I'm not available because I got my hands full with the Inner Circle rock stars, but I know of incredible coaches that I can recommend. And that's how I would recommend finding the right match for you and to test them, interview them, have more than one session.
I love that. So the very next question everyone's going to be asking is, so how do I get a hold of you, Mandy, to find that out? So what's the best way of getting a hold of Mandy?
Yes. Facebook. I check my Facebook messages. So Mandy Keene, K-E-E-N-E, just send me a Facebook message and I'll get back to you. You bet.
Awesome. I love that. So let's talk more about how you actually can become more coachable. Because I know that as an entrepreneur, we're very, very driven. And a lot of entrepreneurs I know, it's basically, I know exactly what I want, kind of get out of my way type of thing. And yet at the same time, you do have to have that coachability side. Yes. And that's one of the things I learned from you was the importance of being more coachable. And you helped me a lot with that. So what recommendations do you have for people for being able to listen and take advice from a coach and actually take action on that?
Yes. So it goes back to what you said earlier, Dave, and that is being vulnerable and being real. And, you know, what I ask my clients is to, like, even just taking 3 minutes, you know, even a high D like yourself, I would say if you could take 1 minute, Dave, before our call, like 60 seconds before our call, and just ask yourself, what is the most important thing for me to focus on? If I was going to be totally open, dead honest, and real and vulnerable with my coach, what do I really need? And your mind will give you exactly the answer, will give you the truth. And the more that you start to do that with a coach, and the more that you get like, oh, wow, that was helpful, and you're going to get positive reinforcement, the more comfortable you're going to get at doing that. And if I just may say, Dave, the reason why most people don't do that is because, and I'm going to sound harsh here, and I don't mean to, but
we're real good with that, Mandy.
Right. The reason why most people don't get vulnerable is because they have been trained by their friends, their family. The reaction that they get is usually not supportive. So it's usually one of either like trying to fix it or making them wrong, or a lot of people get uncomfortable when people are in pain. This is something I had to learn as a coach. In fact, I had an incredible mentor coach my third year of coaching. And I remember her saying, Mandy, I really want you to practice being okay in people's pain. Because for me, I'm a high I, so very positive, right? Very bubbly. And sometimes that they wouldn't feel like I really understood them if I moved too quickly past their pain. And so it's first, you know, working with a coach, and I've had to learn this, with someone that can really be present and understand, okay, I get your pain, Dave. I know your pain. Now you're going to be so much more coachable because I've entered your world. The reason why I think a lot of people are not as coachable, it's honestly not your fault. It's honestly the people around you, because you've been trained to not, like, it hasn't been safe. You know, we're human beings. We're smart. We avoid pain, gain pleasure. That's what we do. And so one of the reasons why you're not as vulnerable and coachable is because you haven't had many positive reinforcements for doing that. But a great coach can help you change that.
Oh, I love that. Such great advice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, Mandy, in your experience, as you've worked with coaches yourself and as a business owner, you've been on both sides. You've been the business owner, you've been the coach. And so you see both sides. What tips would you recommend for the business owner when they're looking at bringing on employees as far as helping? Because frequently as the business owner, you also become the coach to the people you're working with.
Yes.
So how do you become a good business owner coach and yet at the same time still maintain that separation as far as business owner employee type of role?
Oh, wow. That's a powerful question, Dave. So I have two answers. May I plug someone on
of
your show?
Course.
Okay. Because I have a secret weapon that I would feel out of integrity if I didn't share. But before I plug this person, the first thing I would say is going back to what we're talking about earlier. You look at Russell, you look at the ClickFunnels team. It's so much easier to have those boundaries and to really, you know, be that leader when people are in their right spots. So like Melanie, as you know, she is a rock star with being Russell's executive assistant. She knows, like, I would be in a stretcher if I tried to do Melanie's job for an hour. So like she's a mate, like she's in her right spot. So if you hire for the right role, then things are going to go that much smoother. And it's so important to, I would say, set boundaries. And I think that is something I know that in coaching a lot of entrepreneurs where it's their first time in hiring more than two people, they're not used to boundaries because as entrepreneurs, we tend to be rebels. right? So when it comes to boundaries, it's like what got us to where we're at is being a rebel. But what's going to get us to where we want to go with the team is we need to have that structure and those boundaries. And how the heck to organize that and to do that, that's where, Dave, I really I recommend James P. Friel. So you've met James. You know what I'm talking about with what he's done with ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
So whenever I have someone in Inner Circle, someone that's going through a challenging time as far as hiring, firing, that is James. You know, James is a magician when it comes to building your team. And you need someone like James to help build that structure. Because I find that that's where most entrepreneurs and business owners, they tend to be artists in their craft, just like Russell. And when it comes to that structure, that's foreign to them. So it's really helpful to have an expert like James come in and help organize that.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Again,
James is a great dear friend of both of ours, and I highly recommend him as well. We've used him quite a bit here, so it's been awesome.
Exactly.
So, well, Mandy, as we get kind of close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure we share with our audience from your years of experience that'd be really important?
Yes. Yeah, so the one thing that surprises people when I'm coaching them that they, you know, usually don't enroll into coaching for this, but we usually end up focusing on it is, and I think this is important, especially Dave, for your listeners who are hustlers and business owners and have big dreams, is the importance of learning how to take care of yourself. And I know that may sound like a little like, oh, come on, really? But that self-care and just mastering what is, what's your morning routine, what's your evening routine, that really is the key to being able to grow as not only a business owner, but as a human being. And so I would just really encourage people to look at, like, if you were to rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being you really do wake up happy. I'm not talking like fake happy. Like you're really excited about your day, authentically, sincerely excited about your day. You enjoy your day when the night comes. You're like, oh, I almost like don't even want to go to bed because you're like a little kid. You're so excited. You know, Russell's like that, right? Like he's like, ah, I don't want to go to bed. And you fall asleep victorious because you know you played full out and you lived. That's a 10. One, not at all. Where would you rate your self-care? Like maybe your body's aching or you're getting headaches, you don't feel good, or you're cranky, or you're doing things that you don't like to do. Whatever it may be, is to take an inventory of where you're at. And if you don't have a coach yet, get a coach who can help you bridge that gap. It'll be the best investment you've ever made in your business and yourself.
Well, that is fantastic. I can't express to you how much that means to me. I know that that for me is probably my biggest saving grace is that opportunity of taking that self-care. And, you know, we talk, you know, if you're watching any of our podcasts or videos or anything else, we talk a lot about biohacking or all these crazy things.
Yes.
But it all comes back to, for us, it's another way of saying as far as it's our own self-care. It's those little, again, from Tony Robbins, basically, it's the 2 millimeters. That's all it takes. Yeah. Those little tiny differences. And self-care by far, I think, is the most important thing. And I think of when you started talking about self-care, I thought of, gosh, physical self-care, emotional self-care, spiritual self-care, mental self-care. All that to me is all encompassing in that. And it's really hard to play all out when that you haven't taken care of yourself first. So and you, again, you did an amazing job at that. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. This was fun.
I appreciate it. Again, get a hold of Mandy. Take her out. Facebook, Mandy Keene. And I can't recommend her enough. She is the sweetest, most wonderful, awesome woman you'll ever meet in your life, as you've heard from her over the last few minutes here. And again, highly recommend you reach out to her. Mandy, we love you to death. Thank you so much for being on our show. And
thank
we'll talk
you,
to you
Dave.
Soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.